And W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial, from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. The leader of the Oath Keepers will spend nearly two decades behind bars. CBS's Scott McFarland has more on Stuart Rhodes' sentencing.
Federal Judge Amit Mehta called Rhodes an ongoing threat to America and handed down a sentence that'll keep Rhodes imprisoned until nearly 2040. Rhodes argued at sentencing that he's a political prisoner, that he and other Trump supporters are being targeted by a regime, and he claimed the Oath Keepers were quiet professionals January 6th.
Republicans are hinting there's some movement in debt negotiations. Here's CBS's Ellis Kim.
Speaker McCarthy said tonight there's still no agreement with the White House to raise the nation's debt ceiling. As he left the Capitol, he told reporters the work is hard, but negotiators will keep at it until they reach a deal. With just a week left before the U.S. risks defaulting on its bills, there is some progress being made. One of McCarthy's negotiators, Congressman Patrick McHenry of North Carolina, said while a number of thorny issues remain, the list is getting shorter and shorter.
42 million Americans are set to travel this Memorial Day weekend, and most will be on the road. Gas Buddy's Patrick DeHaan.
Collectively, Americans are going to be spending $1.6 billion less on gasoline this Memorial Day weekend. So significant savings for the millions of Americans that are hitting the road.
Gas prices are down a dollar from last Memorial Day. Florida's responding to a request at the southern border.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says he's sent hundreds of Florida law enforcement personnel and National Guard troops to Texas after a request from fellow Republican Governor Greg Abbott. Also part of the package, planes, mobile command vehicles, and drones. The announcement comes a day after DeSantis officially announced his candidacy for president, with this being part of that declaration.
We'll shut down the border, construct a border wall, and hold the drug cartels accountable.
Reaction from Mexico has that country's president urging Latino voters here not to support DeSantis. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is slamming Democrats for recommending he be impeached for alleged misconduct, including securities fraud. It's one of about half a dozen criminal claims against him outlined in a recent investigation. Paxton denies it, saying he's doing exactly what voters elected him to do. And Virgin Galactic launched a final test for commercial space tourism. Space consultant Bill Harwood.
Virgin has launched six missions so far with company pilots and passengers on board, including founder Richard Branson. But it hasn't yet launched any paying customers. The company is hoping that this latest test flight will clear the way for commercial operations to begin as early as next month.
And it won't be cheap. Tickets will cost about $450,000. This is CBS News.
Find your next great hire with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
You've decided to expand your family with a furry friend, so what's next? Do you have enough space? What are the right foods? Get the answers to these questions and more at WFHR's Petpalooza on the Southwood County Humane Society grounds, June 11th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Local pet experts will be on hand to answer all your questions, and the Humane Society will be open to discuss the adoption process. All this plus live music, food trucks, and food and direct sales vendors. It's a real petcation, June 11th from 10 to 4 for WFHR's Petpalooza.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the WASPs. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Mainly clear tonight with lows around 36. Easterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 74. Tomorrow, ample sunshine expected. Mainly clear skies. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 45. Dry with temperatures a bit above average. Saturday and Sunday, and highs in the upper 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 66.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
The interesting part of this is he's by saying that he would pardon Trump means that he thinks Trump did something wrong. Now remember, this guy was a former JAG person, not JAG. I'm not going to do it. This guy's a former lawyer. He knows supposedly this stuff. And in his mind, Trump did something worthy of pardon. And he would consider doing that just because he wants Trump's voters. I just think it's hysterical that all of the right has bought into this, and I was sitting here thinking about this today because this is one of those moments where I guess being a little bit older, I remember what it was like 20 or 30 years ago. If someone was convicted of seditious conspiracy 20, 30, 40 years ago, 95% of this country would be calling for the most draconian of penalties. The 5% that would not be would be the criminals. This is the weird space that we're in. Just because of the red hat or the blue hat, he's behind Trump. He was trying to get Trump still in the White House. This is one of those moments where we're in a really screwy place. Because, I don't know, seditious conspiracy is a pretty big freaking deal that we used to, I think, maybe I'm wrong. But we used to be on kind of the same page on this stuff. And now the weird thing is you've got presidential candidates saying, not a big deal, we'll get rid of them. And it's this kind of weird both sides that's really screwing this country up because there's no more right or wrong anymore, it doesn't seem. There's no more, they tried to overthrow the government. They should be dealt with appropriately. No, but they were doing it for what they thought was a good reason. They believed they were patriots watering the tree. You know, the tree of liberty, because they're patriots and they're afraid of tyrants. So they had goodness in their hearts. Nonsense. Wrong. They should be serving maximum sentences. And look, this is one of those things where I would want them put in Guantanamo Bay. Or even if Jeffrey Epstein's former cell is open, send them there. Now, the weird thing is, I couldn't help but think of CNN having Trump give his little spiel. Now they're going to have Nikki Haley, and I guess there are going to be a couple of other coming down the road. Mike Pence is going to have one. My mind went to, when does CNN have Stuart Rhodes, the White Bin Laden, doing his announcement from jail? When does that happen? Because CNN has just lost their minds. And they're paying for it because everyone is turning away from it, and this is the weird space that we're in, that there are no common, you know, we hear a lot of people talk about common sense. Well, common sense is common, it's got to be held amongst most people, and we don't seem to have that anymore. It's really trying, because look, I get a lot of emails from people who want to,
you're lying, this would never happen. You're lying, you made this up.
I'm going, no, it's right here, I source my stuff. You know, for instance, they're saying, you're lying, Republicans don't really want to cut Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, and food stamps, and social programs.
They really don't want to take food out of the mouths of children. They really don't want to do any of that stuff, except they do.
How do you not know it's here, it's in writing. The Republican Study Committee, it's in writing. They want to cut these programs down to virtually nothing. Where do you think the money then comes from to feed people or to help the elderly stay in nursing facilities? Or down the line of things that we as a society have said are what we agree on. I'm in this weird spot. And it's getting weirder. I mean, things are most certainly getting weirder. Like Ron DeSantis evidently doesn't even know how to pronounce his own name, which I guess was a story today. I guess he has flipped and flopped back and forth on how he pronounces names.
Is it DeSantis or DeSantis?
I don't know. It did remind me of a couple years ago here in Pennsylvania where I live. We had a gubernatorial candidate. His name was Dan Honorato. I even forgot his name. His name was Dan Honorato. And one of the ads that he ran on television was he was holding a card with his name spelled on it. He was pronouncing it for people. My name is Dan Honorato. And it was one of those things where if you have to teach people how to pronounce your name, you're probably going to lose. And sadly, he did. Now, DeSantis thinks, or DeSantis, whichever it is, he seems to think he's not going to be on names or any of that. He's going to win on policy. And that he's a tough guy, except he's neither got the policy chops or the tough guy image. So, gonna be fun. Gonna be fun to see where this goes. Now, the big Twitter launch that we talked about yesterday, wow, the reviews are in. Not good. The Telegraph, the headline was, crackling voices that sounded like a pre-war wireless. DeSantis lost, launch marred by Twitter shambles. Yahoo, DeSantis debacle. Twitter Spaces, presidential announcement marred by technical problems. Reuters, Ron DeSantis joins White House race, tripped up by chaotic Twitter launch. The Daily Beast, very online and very glitchy. DeSantis announces for president. Another one, DeSantis blows up on the launch pad. That was one of my favorites. And the thing is, even the National Review jumped into this saying, you know, it made no sense going to Twitter. So for me, it's one of those things where you go, it's those first decisions. I knew Al Gore was in big trouble when he ran for president because he chose Trader Joe Lieberman. I knew Barack Obama was going to fall short of my hopes and dreams of rewarding work and getting labor legislation pushed through when he chose the guy with a couple of fingers from Chicago, Rahm Emanuel. You knew that was going to be bad. And so on. You see by who the choices that they make. What kind of leader they're going to be. And I'll tell you, DeSantis is not going to be good. And I don't think he's got a snowball's chance of winning. Even if Trump does get indicted, which it's increasingly looking like he might. We'll see. Now, there is a silver lining here for Democrats, at least. Because now the... all of the attention is going to be off of Joe Biden and off of his inability to really get words out as well as he would like. All the attention is going to be on DeSantis and all the nonsense. And the fact that the Mexican president told...
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
You've decided to expand your family with a furry friend, so what's next? Do you have enough space? What are the right foods? Get the answers to these questions and more at WFHR's Petpalooza on the Southwood County Humane Society grounds, June 11th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Local pet experts will be on hand to answer all your questions, and the Humane Society will be open to discuss the adoption process. All this plus live music, food trucks, and food and direct sales vendors. It's a real petcation, June 11th from 10 to 4 for WFHR's Petpalooza.
It's time to turn Fridays into Fry-yays with WFHR.halfoffdeal.com.
You'll find deals for spots around town like restaurants, spas, and more.
This Friday at 8 a.m., you'll save 50% on another great local business. This week's deal is from Papa John's in Stevens Point. Get a $50 gift card for just $25. That's right, 50 for just 25 from Papa John's in Stevens Point. What's better than pizza? Papa John's at half price. Save this Friday at 8 a.m. at WFHR.halfoffdeal.com.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swelling. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to pva.org today.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. Smile Train is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Mainly clear tonight with lows around 36. Easterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 74. Tomorrow, ample sunshine expected. Mainly clear skies. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 45. Dry with temperatures a bit above average. Saturday and Sunday, and highs in the upper 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 66.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR. Wisconsin Rapids.
parks, an outstanding hiking and biking trail system, and plenty of dining, entertainment, and shopping options. But Mount Pleasant also offers endless opportunities for economic growth, making it the perfect place to establish your company. Help celebrate the sixth season grand opening of the Franksville Craft Beer Garden on May 19th. Log on to enjoymtpleasant.org.
Love the outdoors, but lack the gear to explore it? River West Outdoor Pro Shop has everything you need. Rock climbing, snowshoeing, kayaking, and more. Don't know what you need? Come visit the shop located in the basement of the Walkie Turners at 1034 North Velar Phillips Avenue. Their friendly staff will help you find what you need. For questions and hours, call 414-272-1733, extension 16. 414-272-1733, extension 16.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
It's just sad. Here to share some thoughts on the top stories of the day, like the Jesus Guns and Babies woman. I've asked our good friend Sarah Burst to come talk with us. Sarah's a reporter over at RawStory.com. The website. Sarah, thanks for taking time for us.
Hello, happy Thursday.
Jesus Guns and Babies.
I wonder how many people have watched those Elon Musk rocket launches. Because I think that would be a really interesting question to ask him. Be like, look, a lot of people on Twitter are talking about how the Earth is flat. What do you think? I would just be very curious how he would answer that question.
Maybe he would just sit there and stare at you for 2 minutes.
Right? I mean, that's I can see that happening. When he's just like, stares at you and then quotes the Princess Bride.
I am broke.
Right?
Malfunction.
Something really random.
Well, let's talk. Since you brought up Musk, how big of a fail was the DeSantis launch? How big of a screw up was that?
What is it that they called when the rocket blew up and they were like it was a successful failure or something like that? Ridiculous.
Mid-air dismantlement, something like
that. Yeah, a calculated failure.
Calculated. It was an aerial dismantlement.
Basically, it was that. It was failure to launch is what kept flashing on the screen, which is my favorite ever, because it's like, in so many ways. And what they kept saying is, we have so many people that are on this, and that's why it's crashing. And it's like, there's 700,000 people on it, and you've got, was it like 100,000 or 100 million people use Twitter? So I'm concerned if your platform can't handle 700,000 people at once.
Yeah, because what did someone say? Like 800,000 people watch, you know, kittens riding watermelons or some stupid nonsense like that?
Well, there was 850,000 people tuned in for BuzzFeed to blow up a watermelon.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah. Which in many ways is a lot like what we watched with Ron DeSantis' campaign.
Oh, but here's the thing. The big story that came out of it is he would consider freeing the January 6th criminals, of which are White Bin Laden, Stuart Rhodes, sentenced to 18 years in prison today. And the guy named Kelly, got 12 years.
I think that's a really important thing that people know, because now it's very clear that Ron DeSantis is willing to support domestic terrorism. And we know it.
Our white bin Laden. No, I mean, this
yeah.
is, you know, but Trump said the same thing. And this is a weird place that we're in, because I think I remember a time when if someone was convicted of seditious conspiracy, which is a very serious charge, that the majority, I mean, the vast majority, like 90-95% of the people would go, yeah, string them up.
Right. And I think the thing with Donald Trump is, I mean, he could be having, he could be at like a concentration camp with Hitler, and Hitler would be like, oh, you're such a great leader. And he'd be like, well, Hitler's a very good friend of mine.
Hitler loves me.
Yeah.
Did you see that weird Truth Social thing that he put out after After DeSantis's failure, did you see that weird
thing? It's literally everything he puts out, Rick. Like, everything is the weird truth or something he puts out.
No, I mean, this was really, really, where he calls him Rob instead of Ron.
Yeah.
He goes, my red button is bigger, better, stronger, and is working, truth. And then, yours does not, per my conversation with Kim Jong-un of North Korea, soon to become my friend. What the hell is that?
I don't understand.
Why are we not going? Why are we not going? This guy needs to be tested. This guy, there's something mentally going on here. Help him.
And that is exactly why all of the right-wing media and every other right-wing pro-Trump person talks about Joe Biden being having dementia. Because Donald Trump actually does.
That's the projection.
Right? Or it's you know that GIF with the cat who's pounding on the keyboard? It's that. That's pretty much what it seems like.
Now, look, Biden isn't the greatest orator either, and I'm the first to admit it. But I think he's all there. I think he's got some linguistic problems. He's never been Bill Clinton or Barack Obama. I think he's all there, and I love the fact that he's doing good things. But it will be an interesting debate season if you've got Biden on one side and Trump on the other. I don't know.
And the thing is Biden has a stutter, and so it's very clear. I think it's like R and P letters are the ones where you can see he's supposed to say one word, and then he just changes it very quickly, which is the tools that they give you whenever you're doing speech therapy to be able to get through a stutter. And so it's just a... It's like you can see it when it's happening and you can understand it. At the same time, I feel like he is always trying to be this very steady, calming sort of hand where he's like, nobody freak out. Everything's okay. The room might be on fire, but the firemen are coming. We're going to put it out, right? And Trump is just going to be like, fire, yay! You know? Let's have more!
That's about the size of it. Now look, everybody who's going to send me mean emails and tell me that I'm mean to Joe Biden, I think Joe Biden himself would tell you he's not the greatest orator in the world. But policy-wise, the guy is banging, and that's I don't care if he just stands up there and waves. It's the policies that I'm interested in.
And the steadiness, like the safety. I feel very safe as an American that his hand is on the button and not Donald Trump's, because Trump would be like, fire, yay! Right?
Which is a hurricane!
Yeah, it's really bad. It's really not safe. And I think that there's a lot of people who are cool with that, because they're like, yeah, let's nuke something. Let's, you know, there's something weird out there. Let's shoot it and see what it does. But, you know, it's like that does not work. Is that how they're American? Well, I've been watching Skinwalker Ranch.
All right. See, now I know. All right, there you go.
And see, it's like now they're, it's like every time they see something weird, they're like, let's shoot a rocket at it and see what happens. You know, and it's like, this feels like every weekend in my childhood.
Look, and there's nothing wrong with that unless you're the leader of the free world and could cause... Speaking of weird and bizarre, you wrote a piece this week that I found extremely important. I did not know there was a documentary coming out or out on Amazon about the Duggars. The Brood and Counting Group. Was this Shiny Happy People? Be more like Shady Crooked People, but thoughts? I mean, do we need more of this?
So what's funny is when you're talking about you wrote a weird story this week, I thought you were going to talk about the UFO story I wrote, because I really did write a UFO story.
That one was good. That was much better than this one.
But the interesting thing about the Duggar that frankly I didn't know is I knew the whole piece about Josh Duggar as a, you know, a child molester and a pedo and a creeper. I knew that there were a lot of issues with the family and that they're very right wing. It sort of deals with the church that they're a part of.
Yeah, they're part of the Quiverful movement.
And the kind of like the cultish behavior about the church and how they really train them to be these right wing soldiers, and the kind of like homeschooling that they do, and how just completely disturbing that it is. And they do have a couple of the Duggar children who've either left the group or, you know, who are willing to sort of talk about everything and how they've really parted ways with their family and why. I mean, I'm sort of fascinated by the psychology of people who buy into cultism, you know, who totally are willing to put their faith in absolutely anything and be like, here's all my money, here's everything in my life.
I just found Joe. Joe knows everything.
Right.
I'm going to follow Joe.
Right. Yeah. And I find that fascinating because it's like, what in your life, you know, is this a nature or a nurture thing?
Yeah.
Right. Are you just predisposed to be obsessed about something enough to put your children in danger, you know, next to this Josh guy who's willing to rape a child?
His own siblings. Like,
yeah, exactly. And that the parents then covered it up. Right. Like it's a lot of it is really disturbing. It talks about the family, but more it talks about that religion and how messed up it is. And what the producers have said is, you know, there's so much footage and so much information that we were able to dig up that Josh Duggar is just the tip of the iceberg.
Well, of course.
Bad it is.
This is the weird thing, because I've talked to people who were part of this Quiverful movement. This isn't new to me. We were probably talking about this 12, 13 years ago. Because we had, and in fact, I remember a woman who had escaped, you know, one of these kind of groups where they have, you know, 15, 20 kids. And the idea is to turn them into Christian warriors and not just foot soldiers, but people who get into high power positions and they do a bunch of networking and wealth building. And weirdly enough, lots of tax dollars go into this, and this is where a lot of the voucher school stuff comes, and the alternative spending that I know in this state, the crazy religious people want the state to pay an individual number per kid so that they can homeschool and be paid by the state to pump out, you know, 20 kids so that they can make a huge amount of money off of them. So for me, this isn't new, and this is another reason why I say, you know, you need a license to get a dog, but any idiot can be a slip and slide and have 19 kids. Here it is.
Yeah, exactly. And you talk about the voucher thing. Texas State Senate just passed the most pro-voucher bill that puts something like $500 million into vouchers and cuts their education spending by insane amounts. Oklahoma just pushed through a voucher bill too. And it's like, you look at, I think the Texas one would give $8,000 per pupil to a family per year. And you look at the average cost of private education, and it's like $11,000.
Well, it's more than that. No, look, I remember when here in this state, we had a Republican representative, a guy named Mike Fulmer, who oddly enough got himself into trouble having some interesting stuff on his computer.
What do you know?
I'm not gonna get into what it was, but it was interesting stuff. They were kids. He had a voucher bill, and I asked him. I said, "Okay, so if I get this golden ticket, you give me this voucher. I've got this golden ticket. Can I take this and take my kids to Abington Friends School in Philadelphia, which I know is about $50,000 a year to go to kindergarten?" And he said, "Absolutely." And I said, "They got to pay all of it. Transportation, all of it." "Absolutely," he said. He was trying to get me to believe that I could have this golden ticket and send my kids there, when the reality is his own bill that he obviously didn't write or read was only the amount that the school district that you live in pays. So what it was, really all it was a huge handout to rich people who were already sending their kids to those places, giving them a massive handout and stealing from the local public schools. Perfect way to destroy public education. But also they wanted to go further. Like I said, they wanted to put that money in a backpack, and you could go, you know, to a private school, you could go to a charter school, you could go to a magnet school, or you could go to homeschool. And that's the fantasy. That's the goal here.
Where you can basically have your own cults doing your own education for a bunch of kids, and then get the state to fund all of your money.
Yeah, no, it's brilliant if you stop and think about it. You're listening to The Rick Smith Show. We're here with Sarah Burris. Sarah's a reporter over at Raw Story, rawstory.com, the website, if you want to check out her work. I got to talk about this, though, because you can't talk religious cult and horrible education without talking about, evidently, the new GED math. Maybe you wrote the story on the GED math. Evidently, contraception is too expensive, but having a kid is cheaper.
Yeah. So Lauren Boebert, I know Lauren Boebert, bless her heart, decided that it was more expensive to get birth control than it was to have a child. And I'm like, my birth control is free. You really not know how much it is. She's got four kids and she's about to go through a divorce. And it's like, dude, do you not understand how much money we're talking about?
It's
here?
GED like, math. Yeah. I mean, this is, you know, it's all I can come up with. And the scary thing is this woman sitting in Congress. Because my first thought was, okay, let's just seed the fact that it was going to cost her the $3, which is too much money in her view. Let's say it was going to cost that. She's in a position to change that. She could, I don't know. There's this vehicle that they use in the place where she sits to change things. What's it called again? Oh, yeah, a law. She could write a bill and turn it into a law to make contraception free everywhere and not just in the handful of places that have expanded Medicaid.
Well, there's that. The other thing, though, is it reminds me a lot about the time that she tried to get $30,000 in mileage reimbursements for her campaign. Right. And it's like $30,000 for the amount of miles that you would get would mean that you went around the earth like 18 times or something like that. And you're just like, wow. I mean, I am bad at math. Right. Like I walk around my life being like I was told there would be no math. Right. This is just embarrassing.
That's
like
GED
you are humiliating
math.
Yourself.
This is Boebert GED math. I mean, it's all I can come up with. I because I heard her say this and I had to hear it again. I played it like three or four times going, is this really coming out of her mouth? Because at the end of it, she kind of jokes, my team's going to be upset or my team's going to, I forget what it was about the team because she knew what she said was really dumb.
Yeah.
But she couldn't help herself. She needed the attention.
Can you just imagine the chief of staff just like banging his head on the desk like over and over and over again? Like, why? Why do I work for this member?
Yeah, she's a member, all right. Although I guess, you know, the sad reality is, I'm sad for them. There's a breakup there, I guess, her and the husband or Splitsville. I guess he was beating up the kid, or maybe not. Thoughts?
I mean, the kid was screaming and calling 911 and saying, my dad is throwing me around the room. And Lauren Boebert said, you know, hang up. He's fine. And it's like, what? I don't understand that, how that works. You know, like, you know, there's going to be a record of it.
Yeah. Now, my favorite
you know that
part
it's
was,
already out there.
Yeah, my favorite part was the kid goes, we've got guns, but I don't think he'll use them on me.
Right. Yeah. Like, that was the thing. They're like, are there guns in the house? Do you feel unsafe? And he's like, well, there's a lot of guns in the house. And it's just, oh, it's so sad because, you know, again, like, we're in this situation with these people who are crazy and we like to make fun of them. But there are four kids here that she's got to deal with. And now, I mean, she's going to be gone. Right. All week long. She'll be home for the weekends, maybe. And she's got four kids that she's got to raise.
Yeah.
And she's leaving her husband. And it's like, I don't know. I don't know how you do that. That's the thing. Right. Like it's hard enough to be a single parent. But to be a single parent in Congress is just like impossible.
Well, I mean, she's got enough cash flow coming in. She can have someone else raise them for the time being. But, you know, here's
and maybe that's the safe option,
and
right?
Maybe that is the safe option because, you know, as I was reading through this and look, it's a chaotic situation there, it appears, from the outside. And I don't claim to know all that's going on, but I do know gun fetish people.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about the story of the woman here in Reading, not too far from here, who was a gun fetish person who, you know, went through this, you know, got her 15 minutes of fame because a county sheriff took her gun away and because she took her gun to the local soccer game with 6-year-olds all over the place. So for about 15 seconds, she was NRA, you know, hero of the month. And it turns out that while she was on the computer doing whatever she was doing, the boyfriend, husband or whatever they were just walked up behind her, took the gun off the out of the holster that was on the chair, shot her in the back of the head. And you go, when there are guns, that many guns laying around, bad things tend to happen in the heat of moments. And it sounds like, you know, there's some heat there.
And for sure, Jason Boebert has some serious anger issues. They have so many complaints from neighbors about him, you know, speeding off through the neighborhood, running over mailboxes, threatening the neighbors. So imagine if that is your life inside the house, and that's your everyday.
Yeah, it's gonna be weird. Finally, I want to get your thoughts on Jim Jordan.
Why?
I was expecting so much. Comer, same thing. I was expecting, you know, the weaponization committee. I was expecting there's a whistleblower out there, or multiple whistleblowers, or, you know, who knows, or maybe there's not a whistleblower. There's all their bank accounts out there. There's so many of these claims and comments and stuff that you know, Biden's a criminal. It's all this stuff's out there. Why aren't we seeing anything?
Because there's nothing there. I mean, Comer's already asked for his 90-day extension to try and find more stuff. Today, the only thing that Jim Jordan could come up with is a 2008 chart that's a pyramid of extremism that says that if you're building a right-wing fundamentalist group, usually it begins with people who are activist members of right-wing groups, such as the Republican Party, the NRA, right? That is the baseline.
The Proud Boys,
right?
They're not... the Oath Keepers.
Well, the Proud Boys and Oath Keepers are level two, right? Like, that's where you get escalated to the militia, and then from the militia, you get escalated to the, you know, ready to park a moving truck in front of a federal building, people.
Right.
So, and all of these Republicans and the Heritage Foundation were just like clutching their pearls all day long and being like, you're calling us terrorists. And I'm like, would you like to denounce radical right-wing terrorism right now?
Yeah, no.
Please. I would love for you to. By all means, here's the microphone.
No, I say this all the time. You know, why can't, you know, why they were for years, you know, Rick Santorum was key. You know, why can't you denounce Islamofascism? Why can't you, why can't you denounce Stuart Rhodes and the Proud Boys and these, your marching soldiers? Why can't you denounce that?
Why is it so difficult to say, you know, violence, political violence is bad? And it would give them an opportunity to be like, you know, on both sides, those dirty green piecers like to throw paint on stuff, right? I mean,
the gay people with their glitter.
Yeah, the gays, they got, oh, that glitter gets in everything, and that's just evil. You know, that's political violence on my vacuum cleaner. So, I mean, like, it would give them an out, but even that they can't do. They won't do it.
I mean, you know,
like, why is it you love violence that much?
No, violence works. I mean, if you watch, have you been paying attention what they're doing at Target? You get these idiots walking into Target. Here's my question. Why does this never happen in front of me? You know, why don't these idiots ever entertain me? Because I would love to play with them for an afternoon.
Yeah.
They always go after women for the most part. I mean, the one with the Target, it was a woman worker they were berating. But here's the thing, and this is where my mind is. If you don't like the stuff that's on the shelf, you can walk by it. I've learned that there's going to be broccoli and asparagus in the produce aisle. I hate broccoli and asparagus. I turn my head and I walk by. It's not hard. We can do it. We can do it.
These are very special snowflakes, Rick. They get very triggered by broccoli. But I had a family member who posted something on from Target that it was a little girl's T-shirt that said Queen on it. And he was like, we're never shopping at Target again. And I'm like, really? That's the one that you find objectionable? Like, God forbid you see a unicorn with a rainbow coming out of its butt. I mean... You're going to have a coronary at that point.
Is there such a thing?
Perhaps. I don't know. But I mean, the thing is like all of those little girl, you know, clothings that are like pink and purple and say princess and stuff like that on it. Like, what do you think that is? Do you think that means drag queen? That's not what anybody's talking about. Like that. Come on, dude.
No, that's
come
how
on.
We indoctrinate girls to believe, you know, to believe.
Clearly.
Yeah, I mean, if that's where if your mind is all about grooming and indoctrination, you know, pink's for girls, blue's for boys. I mean, that's how I was indoctrinated.
I don't get it. I don't get it. Calling some little girl a queen or a princess is not. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. But I like glitter. So
yeah. But here's the thing, and this is my point. My point is violence works. The greasy wheel always gets, or the squeaky wheel always gets the grease, and they understand this, and they're willing to cause as much chaos as possible because they know They've got a legal defense league behind them that no matter what happens, they're going to be okay. And they're going to get more popular because, well, that's what their base wants.
The problem is that you're also going to be doing this in some stand your ground states, and I would be very careful. I mean, we've had this conversation before about how scary it is. Like in DC, everybody honks their horn all the time. In Oklahoma, you honk your horn, you might get.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.